1013 WIBD AM 1470. It is 720. We've got rain coming down around West Bend in Washington County. Temperature holding at 64 degrees. And we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning. We are joined by Joe Gallo and Catherine Flynn. Joe, of course, has been here once or twice. And Catherine making her debut appearance. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
Thanks for coming in. What a delightful day to travel. Hopefully you don't have to. Do you have anything outside planned for today?
No.
No. I'm going to be spending time with my script today.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, congratulations are in order for a Footlights Award. Tell me about that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So the Footlights People's Choice Awards are an event. It's been going for the third year in a row. The event was put together by my friend and colleague, Ryan Albrechtson. It was put together to recognize local artists in southeastern Wisconsin. And this year was held at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a celebration of performing arts in Milwaukee and surrounding communities in Washington County, southeastern Wisconsin. And it was recognizing set designing, directing, choreography, supporting performances in plays and musicals, youth performers, leading performances in plays and musicals, and so on.
And you won the award for?
Leading performance in a musical and a non-professional production for Jack Kelly in Newsies.
In Newsies, which is a Spotlight Productions production.
Yes, it was.
So I saw the show.
Yes,
you remember.
I do.
I enjoyed it. So no resting on your coattails, though, from that, because you're right into South Pacific.
Oh, no, it's a conveyor belt of shows. So, yeah, up next is West Bend Theater Company's blockbuster musical, South Pacific. It's actually based on the Pulitzer Prize book, Tales of the South Pacific, by James Michener. And the musical was composed by Rodgers and Hammerstein, who are very near and dear to my heart. Some of my earliest voice lessons were with their music for Camelot, and I'll even admit Younger Than Springtime was one of the first pieces I worked on in voice lessons.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, the show's been around a long, long time, but it was a little controversial when it started.
That's right. It came out in the 50s, and the idea was that it covered all of these themes, and Rodgers and Hammerstein were very progressive in the way they wanted to tell the story of the United States and the Pacific of World War II. The big theme is combating racism, with the concept of Nellie Forbush is romantically involved with Emile Debec, who's a French planter, and he had two children with a native woman when he first came to the island. And there's also a secondary romance between Lieutenant Cable and the native girl Liat, which obviously causes some tension as the story progresses. But all in all, I think people will enjoy the story.
And Catherine, in South Pacific, you are playing?
I am playing Nellie Forbush in South Pacific. I did not consider this one of my dream roles 6 months ago, but I think the lightheartedness of Rodgers and Hammerstein, I have a lot of dream roles coming from their shows, but the lightheartedness of their scores, but combined with like a message that still states something that is a problem today, maybe not with that specific race and our race and like in our day and age, but still a specific of, you know, you have this happy-go-lucky, you know, Navy nurse who is just there for everybody, leading the pack. You know, she doesn't really have an ultimatum of trying to call people out, but you know, toward the end of the show, oh, there's, you know, the problem there of the racism and you've got to be carefully taught. I remember reading an article on that was originally there were theaters who weren't going to debut South Pacific because you've got to be carefully taught was way too, I guess, intimate in the racism department of we can't put that out there in terms of, you know, showing that this is an issue. And I think that's important and still relevant that even with, you know, timeless music and I guess an overall happy, light score, there's still like a problem base where people can walk away and talk about a problem or talk about something that is still relevant.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit about you, because people have gotten kind of familiar with Joe with his appearances, but tell us a little bit about Catherine.
Tell you about Catherine. Well, Catherine studies at UW-Eau Claire. I went in as a choral education major last year, so I actually started in town at UW-Washington County, and I studied with Dr. Peter Dubow there for 2 years. And I had Deanna, his wife, as my voice teacher, and then transferred originally to Eau Claire with interest in their choral education program. And then after a semester, I was pulled over and recruited into performance land, and I ended there last year with Donna Elvira in Don Giovanni. So that was a twist. I've never done a full course Italian opera, so that was fun. And then switching from that to Nelly was a total discourse of character. So it's been fun, but a lot of expectation, a lot of change in the wind that I wasn't anticipating. But that's what I'm in. I have a year and a half left of school, and then to be determined after that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Now, of course, South Pacific, major big league movie, which people have probably seen, and some major big songs, familiar songs.
That's right. The iconic score includes such memorable favorites like Nothing Like a Dame, where all the sailors are gathering on the beach and they're talking about, well, they have this, but they have that, but they have this, and they have that, but they don't have companionship from other women. Younger Than Springtime is the love ballad between Lieutenant Cable and Liat, where he's trying to convey how beautiful and how graceful he is, but because she's a native girl, he doesn't speak English. She actually speaks French, so he tries to convey that through his motions. And then the wonderful Some Enchanted Evening is the love ballad, but from the tall, dark, and handsome Emile Debec to Nellie Forbush about when they first met at the Officers Club. Do you remember?
No, anyway.
That's a line from the show.
Was that Mario Lanza in the movie?
No, that was, who was that? That was Rosina Brosi.
Ah, right. Okay. All right. And then one other one, a more fun, kind of fun song.
Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I can't say too much, but we have some pretty cool effects that are going to be coming with that piece. You know, Singing in the Rain has the waterfall on stage with the waterproof mic and the umbrella and the guy who's, you remember when Gene Kelly is swinging around the light pole, but
sure.
Let's just say we have something fairly similar to that, but you'll just have to come and see what we're doing with that.
All right, and we should mention the when and where for performances of South Pacific. Did we mention that you're playing Lieutenant Cable? I don't know if we mentioned that or not.
No, not yet, no.
We should mention that.
Yes, actually, I am playing the role of Lieutenant Cable. Lieutenant Cable is, he's a Marine, but he's what I call, he's kind of an Air Force stereotype. He's tall, he's handsome, he's very self-assured, and he can get the job done, and he can do it with a smirk. But this bravado is quickly melted when he goes to Bali High at the end of Act 1, and he's introduced to the young Tonkinese girl, Liat, by Bloody Mary, who is a native woman who is kind of the local peddler. She sells various things, and she talks Lieutenant Cable into having a future with Liat. But as this goes on, Lieutenant Cable is not entirely sure he can continue with this romance because of the life he has back at home in the States, in Philadelphia, PA. But the when and the where. Performances are at the West Bend High School at the Silver Lining Arts Center. Fridays and Saturdays are at 7:30 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. The show runs 2 weekends, and it is double cast at the Silver Lining Arts Center on July 19th, 20th, 21st, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Tickets can be purchased at the Ticket Outlet National Exchange Bank and online. I'm encouraging people to get their tickets now because pre-sale tickets are actually going quite well.
All right. Sounds good. And it'll be a fun show, right? Big cast.
Up to we've got about, last time I checked, we have 39, 40 people in the cast.
That's a big cast. So, all right. Anything else folks should know?
Catherine?
I think we're good here.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Nice
sure,
to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Rick.
Joe, good to see you again.